Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. God bless you. This is Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you. You and you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire is to bring you the truth from grassroots level. All listeners to call in and share the biblical experience, we will all can grow thereby. Amen. The doctrine of truth is, amen, come to you from grassroots levels. Amen. When you call in, we don't give your name unless you want to. Our desire is always, amen, to get the truth and have you relax, be a part of the studio. We have a subject, and the subject is, can non-Christians go to church? Can non-Christians go to church? Now, Father, we thank you, O God, for you and Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those that are calling in and coming in and being part of the program. And, Lord, you said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you. We know you are able to bind Satan's hand in every part. God, look upon the church, the families, the home, the widows, the offering. Oh, God, those that are incarcerated, those that are in intensive care, amen, even the ones that walk in the streets, Lord, in the name of Jesus, send your hand of mercy, send your hand of healing. Oh, God, bind confusion everywhere. Oh, Lord, those that are desire, oh, God, have problems in their body, heal. Problems, oh, God, in the home, rebuke it right now. God, come together. As we come together, you say you be in the midst of us. And, Lord, we're reaching out to you and glorify you and calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Healer, our Lawyer. Oh, God, he's all in all. Amen. And, Lord, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we thank God for you and you. As always, those that call in, amen, you can press 1 on your phone and area code 355-236-2252 and 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Those of you who have computers and you desire to follow us in the computers and follow the broadcast later on, a lot of subject has already been gone forth. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can find us there and go on the website and click on media. If you like us on Facebook, amen, we use streams. Amen, as well as the program here every Thursday night, Lord's Will. And if you'd like to send a donation, you can go down to the bottom of the page and click on donation. Amen. All donations are tax deductible. And we have some of the broadcasts that will be pre-recorded and be used in public radio. If you're in a local area of Fort Lauderdale, you have 1520 WEXY radio station. Amen. You'll find us there. And you can go to, there's a book written by Dr. Poole called The Life of a Minister, The Life of a Minister book. If you want to look at that book and follow it up, you can go to www.BishopABPooleJr.WeixSite.com. Vision. Amen. You can go to www.BishopABPooleJr.WeixSite bookstagram.com/vision. Amen. You'll find a book there talking about the life of a minister. Amen. We're so happy to have you and you call a friend, I can say again, and our program will go. We're going to read the scriptures and set some scriptures, the foundation that we always have. Amen. Many more of you that's coming in the studio will bring your thoughts, your vision, your dreams, amen, your input on the subject, amen, because we know God didn't give it all to one person. God didn't give it all to one person. The Holy Spirit inspired men of God to write, amen, as they was moved, amen, by the Holy Spirit. And they were moved by the Holy Spirit, and he inspired them to write. We're going to begin, as always, from scriptures, amen, because the Bible speaks of, Jesus said, and many times you hear me quote it, about different Bibles and different scriptures, amen, in the foundation. Jesus said in the book of St. Luke concerning, amen, what should be done. And he said when he, St. Luke, the 24th chapter, and as he took it and did eat, this is after Jesus rose from the dead, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their eyes, understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus is written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise the third day. And repentance and remissions of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. We always lead out for this. We like to put that out there. Amen. When we talk about the scriptures, Jesus said, I came in the scriptures that was written of him. That all things must be fulfilled way back during the time of Moses. Amen. So the whole Bible, amen, began to foretell the coming of the Messiah. Now, I don't know what type of Bible you have. You might have some more Bibles, but we always like to recommend some foundational Bibles. Amen. The New International, the New King James Bible, the Amplified Bible, the New NIV Bible, and the International Bible. The New we have the New International Bible, the New American Standard Bible. Amen. I know there are some more Bibles out there. Amen. But we always struggle and study the Word to make sure we have the right interpretation of the Scripture. Amen. And Isaiah talking about line upon line. And amen. And we want to make sure that we have a good interpretation of the Scripture. Amen, because all of us didn't go to take up all these different languages. Amen, but God had men to write under the Holy Spirit. Amen, so when we begin to agree in the Holy Spirit, we begin to agree and move, amen, you begin to grow. You begin to grow. Now, we're working to, and this statement came out for the subject, and I was out witnessing and talking, and it's good that many of you move around, amen, and to witness and talk to the world. Talk to those that haven't made it yet. And the person said to me that they can't come to church because they're not a Christian. And we begin to talk and begin to discuss things. So the enemy put out many lies. The devil put out many lies. Amen. He's the father of lies. Amen. And it should be to those of us that's in the Word, and we want to. Amen. Put out maybe a report of how to watch what things happening in the spirit against you. Amen. Anything happening around you, against you, that will stop you from, listen now, to stop you from fellowshipping with your brother and sister, going to the house of God, amen, deter you in some means or some fashion whereby you feel isolated, then you know it's not of God. It's not of God. Amen. When the enemy want to come against you and fight against you and you feel that, no, I'm not going to church anymore, I'm not going to be involved in anybody anymore, then you know it's not of God. Because God, amen, at the beginning of time, he always had his people to assemble themselves. We're going to start on Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and we're going to move around a little bit. Then we're going to open up the studio for those of you, amen, I'm quite sure you have some people or friends or relatives, amen. Maybe it happened to you. You felt that you wasn't, that how, what got you to start going to church. You know, the enemy has a great stigma against God's house, because when God people go to God's house, amen, they improve. They start being, their life begin to improve, because they see that there's a better alternative. There's an alternative to life than just what it is that they're going through. We're looking at Hebrews in the King James, and we want to be cautious about it, but we want to take, because of the sake of time, we want to, amen, go into it, and we want you to follow up, amen, in your own writing, your own study. That's what we're about when we come together, amen, to share one for another. And looking at Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and we want to take it up, amen, at the, let's say the 20th verse. I know it might not be a good verse, but we want to take it up just for the sake of time, because you can go back and read it. Let's start at the 14th verse. Follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Look in diligence, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicators, a profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For he know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he rejected it. For he found no place of repentance. Therefore he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come unto the mount that may be touched, and that burn with fire, now unto blackness and darkness and temperance, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which words that they have that heard entreat that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they would not endure that which was command. And if so, as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly quake, fear and quaked. But ye are come unto the Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an immovable company of angels, to the assembly, to general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God and the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Amen. We are in the 23rd verse. Amen. It says the assembly. Amen. The assembly of the saints. Amen. Looking at also in the book of Matthew's, the 18th chapter, the book of Matthew's, the 18th chapter, and we find, and what the Lord is saying, amen. You notice sometimes we struggle to make sure we get to give you the chapter and word that you can go by, because the word will not come back void. Amen. The things I might say and what if they said, amen. But God's word not going to come back void, because God, his son, is the word. Amen. He is the Logos. He is the word. Amen. But notice the 18th chapter, amen, of Matthew's recording, and we're going to take it up. It was concerning, amen, some disagreement among the brethren in the church, and sometimes this is used as a rule mark to dispute things that are happening among the people. And that's why it's good to have a church home. And it's in the 14th verse said, even so, if it's not the will of your Father which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that is in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Amen. And, you know, Peter goes around and says, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? Amen. But here's the focus of, amen, the power of the church. The power of the church. The power that God had given. Jesus has said the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. There's many gates that are opening up the enemy, amen, sending, amen, trying to destroy God's assembly, God's people, amen. We know today in time the people recognize the church as assembly, a body of people, but each person is the church. But for the sake of the day and time definition, amen, the sanctuary is called the church. Amen. So notice, amen, what Jesus always said, amen, he said, he told unto Peter in Matthew 16:18, he said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and unto this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So there are many, many powerful authority and invested through Jesus Christ in the church. Amen. The elders, the call for the elders of the church. Amen. In the book of James, they call for the elders of the church, and they anoint them with oil and pray over them. And if they have committed sins, amen. The elders, that's why so much power among the clergy family of the church. Amen. Those that come in to be saved or come to Christ, and they want to be healed, amen, delivered, they go into the church, and they get prayer from the elders of the church, and the elders pray over them according to the scripture. That's why it's so important that you have the Bible, believe the Bible, all of the scriptures, amen. And the church is a powerful entity. The church itself is an institution that God has set up through Jesus Christ, his blood, the blood of Jesus, amen. And he said, if any problems, amen, James 5:14, he said, in the book of James, said, and is sick among you, let him call for watch the 13th verse, say, and among you afflicted, let him pray. You can pray for yourself. Any merry, let him sing songs. And is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Amen. So there's power. God has authority, give his power and authority and agreement. Amen. The elders can pray over them, anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up. Man don't raise them up. God raise them up. The Holy Spirit raise them up. Amen. He get better and better, or she get better and better. And if they have committed sins, amen, that's the prayer of faith, anointed with oil, praying over people. If they have done anything wrong, amen, they shall be forgiven. That's according to the scripture. That's according to the scripture. So it's power in the church. It's power in the church. It's power in the church. God, Jesus said, no gates of hell shall prevail. Amen. We know the enemy come in. He doesn't want you to go to the, you can go to, amen, the Dolphin Stadium. You can go to the Atlantic Stadium. Amen. You can go to the soccer stadium. Amen. You can go to every assembly in the world has. But when it comes down to going to God's church, God's house, the enemy throw up all kind of lies. They want your money. They take up all the time. Oh, there's none of them right. There's none of this. Isaiah said when he walked in the house of God, amen, you know, the house of God itself, and being in the house of God, being in the atmosphere, being in God's atmosphere, the songs are being sung and music is being played to the glory of God. The name of Jesus being sung and the name of being preached to the glory of God. Amen. You're going to find a change somewhere in your mind, in your life. Amen. You're going to have, amen, if everybody's there mean well and from the head all the way down, amen, everybody in there mean Jesus. Amen. Like you go to the grocery store, you go in there, you walk in with your buggy, they got a buggy for you, go in there, you get all the food you want, and you pay everybody in there. You get certain, did you find what you're looking for? We'll check the price. Everybody want to help you because of the fact they want you to get their product. They're there for you to get their product. God's church is set up, is there for you to be saved, healed, and delivered. Amen. And put yourself back together with God's help. With God's help. So the house of God is for all people. Amen. The house of God is for all people. The Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. Let him, that's a big statement. Let him come. Come on, come on. Come on with no legs, no arms. Amen. Bad background. Look at all the men that God had in his house that he called out of sin. Amen. He called preachers that was in sin. Amen. Murderers and shooters and backbiters and liars. Amen. The house of God is made up with people that have a record of a sin background. The whole world was born in sin. So if anybody sitting up and say they weren't born in sin, they weren't this, you know, oh, that's a lie. Everybody was born. Everybody was born with a record. If it wasn't for Jesus, if you ain't got Jesus, your Lord and Savior, amen. I'll try to get that record cleaned up quick with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Where to go? The house of God. You can confess your sins and amen, but you end up place where everybody coming in there to assemble themselves together. All right. We're going to go into the studio now. We don't want to as well take up all the time. Amen. And, you know, God start blessing. We know we have some dominant people in the studio. Amen. Always come in and bring some good revealing revelations. So we're praying as always that those of you here, amen, and will be here and sharing later on, that you will take this study to those, you know, that have been hurt, have problems or situation. Right now, we open up the studio. You can press 1 on your phone, and the technician will put you in when you call 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And we will call your area code and your last 4 digits on your telephone. And if you want to give your first name, you can. If not, God bless you. We'd like for you to be relaxed and to, amen, and to share. Amen. What do you think? What do you think? Amen. Should non-Christians go to church? Should non-Christians, amen, be available? Is the church available for those that are only for the saved, or are they available for those that want to go? Amen. Let's push 1 on your phone. and our technician would put you in. And we would like to hear what you say. Maybe you have a dream or a vision. Amen. Or maybe you would like to share a little bit of your life, what got you to start going to church, and what you think about it. Amen, man. And what took you so long to get there. Amen. And maybe you want to share some other things, but if you have a question, maybe you'd like to ask the question. We have a full studio of people, amen, men and women, and they might would like to answer that question. Amen. All right. All right, you can go right ahead and push 1 now, and we'll be able to get you in. We're just saying that we want you to be conscious of your brother and your sister. Amen. We don't want to cut you off. Amen. But, you know, we always press for time. It looked like time run out on us when we all begin to, the Spirit of God begin to move among the saints. Jesus said that where 2 or 3 are gathered in his name. Amen. So you can be at home, and yes, you can be at home and get your song and a hymn and read. But it's something about, amen. So Jesus sent us out in twos. Jesus sent the brethren out in twos in the beginning of time when he began to train them and hands-on. And he sent them out in twos to evangelize. Amen. So that's his system. This is God's system. We're following him. We're following him. We follow Christ. Paul said, follow me while I follow Christ. Amen. All right, we're going to area code 954. The last 4 digits is 4427. Amen. God bless you.
Good evening. God bless you. Good evening. And praise and blessings to the broadcast. It's good to be on again. A nice topic as usual. I was looking in Philippians, the first chapter, verse 6, and the Word of God says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, that to me, Bishop, is referencing the fact that the sinner, at some point or another, may encounter an evangelist or someone who's out and on the battlefield speaking the word of God. And when he hears that, he has to know now that the evangelist has inspired him, but he needs to find the house of God to come to that he can be taught. So that, that seed that was planted in him by that evangelist or whoever that person was that enlightened his spirit to the word of God, if he's gonna grow in the things of God and live this kingdom lifestyle, he's got to go to the source now where he can be taught. Everything that we want to do in life, you know, if a person wants to be a brick mason, a carpenter, or school teacher, whatever it is, they need to go to the source where it's being taught. And it's the same thing with sinners. Once you get a little piece of word and your spirit, more than light, it's going to light up. You got to separate yourself now from those who are in the world. And you got to come hang around those people now who themselves are seeking the word and seeking the Lord. So, you need to come where the people of God hang out. You know, you want to learn something about swimming, you go down there to the pond and go around the other swimmers and learn from them. Whatever it is you're going to learn, you're going to have to go to the source of whatever it is so that you can improve yourself and learn more. And that's where it is with the Word of God. If you're going to grow, you're going to have to go where the Word is being spoken, the way it's being taught. And so, yes, sinners definitely need to go to church. Otherwise, they won't grow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen. Very good point there. Amen. Growth. You got to be fertilized. Every plant, every seed, amen, has got to be fertilized and got to get the right nourishment. Amen. Very good point. Amen. As always, you always lead us off here in the right direction. Amen. If anyone else have any in the studio, amen, you can push one on your phone here. Amen. We're always putting it together. You need to have these false teachers. Jesus said, be many false teachers. And every time the devil jump out on something and they begin to work against something, it's a reason for that. It's a reason why they're teaching against Christ, teaching against the church. Amen. It's power in God's house, in God's authority, in God's name. Amen. All right, if we move on, amen. Anyone else? Just press one on your phone. Amen. Don't wait till it get too late now. We'll begin to move. Amen. All right, area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you. Dr.
God bless you.
You're in the studio. God bless you.
So how you doing there, Bishop?
All right, you.
Hello?
God bless
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I listened to the program, and I thank God for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that even my barber told me, he said, man, it's good to be alive today. I had to agree with him. I said, you got that right. But anyways, I'm looking at the subject, non-Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God saved us, and He gave us to Christ, and He did bring us out the world. We out the world. We are not of the world, but we living in the world. But we are not of the world. In other words, God is correcting us. Amen. As you pointed out there, that the church is in us, and we have a local church we go. And, and at all points, Christ is the head, be it in you or be in the church. And that makes sense, don't it? And so I heard you, and thank God for the ministry and I heard at your church Sunday. The one thing jumped out at me, and when you said the subject, I said that's why it's good to hear. Now I heard it was said that all men, amen, in the world needs to meet Jesus.
Yes,
I don't know where you remember saying that, do you? Well, I heard it. And I said, okay. I said, you don't hear me saying that. You got a breakdown. Christ is a breakdown. He's this and he's that. And you got this Bible and that Bible. Somebody trying to give you understanding, a little more understanding. But I think you're right. You study those Bibles. You study them, but you still need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You see?
Yes, sir.
And this is why I said when we come together, all people can come. A matter of fact, it's kind of ironic how God have architected this thing. Christ being the Lamb, amen, he was slain, right? From the foundation, he was slain, meaning that God ain't missed nobody. Everybody needs to come to Jesus, even in this day and time. You see, he was judged by, he judged the antediluvian times, before the flood, amen, he's judging us now, you see. And that's why everybody needs to come to church. They'll hear the word. God got us up there. He got people to preach. But the Holy Ghost is what condemns, you see. He condemns sin in us. Amen. Then he gives us to Christ. And this everybody, even little children, let the little children come unto me and forbid them not. Everybody, you see, need to come and hear what thus said the Lord and be filled with the Spirit. And if I could put a little plug right there, that's what the world needs. You remember when in early church, people start cursing and grandma walked by, they say, no, y'all shut up. A lady coming by. That's what God wants, see. But the world got away from that. Everybody's saying what they want to say. You see, a lot of folks in church are saying things they shouldn't be saying. But see, God is going to judge all that. Amen. So what I want to say, all people should come, you see, because God, what? Don't want us to judge one another, but he want to save us and clean us up so we can help one another, you see, because people need to be told that God going to judge you. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
People need to be told. Look, you need to get yourself forgiven with God. You see, it like my son came home. He went to college, and he came home, and he started walking away from that which he was taught. God was keeping him, because we pray for him. Even other folks in the church would pray for it, and see. Mm-hmm. So God was on his case up there where he was, and he come home and start confessing to me and his mama, crying like a little toddler, crying and crying. Mm-hmm. So his mama, mama is kind of loving. They kind of ease on him. So I told him, I said, listen, I said you know what you were doing wrong. You know you shouldn't follow these people. You see, I told him, nah. I hear what you're saying. I said, but you need to talk to the Lord. Go on in there and confess your faults to the Lord. Go on and talk with him. And it sounds kind of harsh, but that's what he needed to hear. You see, so this otherwise. You deal with your son right and get the Holy Ghost in him. Let God fill him. Then these other kids that are going to have such an effect on them, you see. Matter of fact, they'll reject him, you see. So everybody needs to. We don't have no excuse. Jesus done died. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And got up and told us to come to me. We don't. No one has an excuse. Now there's a lot of grumbling and a lot of this because of pride. Folks want to have their way, but in a few days, in a little time, which we don't know, amen.
That's right.
Jesus is gonna come and get those that love him the most, those that watch what they say, those that love out of a pure heart, those that refuse to hurt people. You see what I'm saying? They going to be gone out of here because he is the judge, you see. And some of folks are being judged now because they won't listen to God, you see. Mm-hmm. And you look at the origin of the church, you see nobody can say no to God. Amen.
That's right.
Nobody can fool God. And this is what has to be published. Nobody can fool. Look, you come to church, and if the Holy Ghost moving in there, I don't care what your problem was. You understand? God will deal with you with the Spirit is moving. So that's what we need. Get back to church, spirit-filled churches. Get back to preachers don't mind crying. get back to those people who don't mind throwing their head up. You know, those that, and this is a fine point for me, because I heard the law say, he said, look at this. You can get healed in the church if you confess your faults one to the other.
Yes, sir.
God
yes,
is jealous. You just do it.
Yes, sir.
But there's so many won't. And let me say this, and I'm done, because sometimes you got to speak up. I didn't say speak out. Jesus did
all
it
right.
In a soft tone, and he disturbed nations. Oh, yeah, you do it. It's whisper if necessary that everybody hear you. Like my wife was telling me something about a niece and so forth, and the niece had some problems and so forth and so on, and she asked my when they had a talk, she asked my wife, pray for her at such and such help. So my wife was telling me about it, so I listened to what she had to say. So I told her, I said, let me tell you something. Let's stick with the way God set it up. I said, you pray for this girl after the prayer's over. I said, God might grant her something, you know, because one of his prayed. I said, but we need to take the time to tell her, come on, let me take you to Jesus. You see, lead them to Christ.
Yes,
pray for them, the Lord, feel them with your spirit. You get what? This is the only thing going to change. You see, this is the only thing that will change a man. If he come to Jesus, Jesus will receive him. Let me stop at that, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you as well as what's been said. And I'm going to take out a couple of scriptures here and give it those that be listening. And we always like to give out a couple of scriptures. Revelation 20 and 11, it said, and I saw white throne, him that sat on it, and those faith, the earth and heaven fell away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the books according to their works. Amen. I remember I used to holler, don't judge me. God will judge me. Don't judge me. And I found out God, they were writing, the man who followed me, writing down things. And amen. If you don't get Jesus, they'll come up in coat. Heaven coat got you. Amen. They're going to be pulling up all them books on you. So God will judge. He is the final judge. Romans 10:9 say, faith come by Romans, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Amen. And the 10th verse says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So we know, amen, that faith come by hearing. Amen. When you come to church and you hear Romans and Hebrews, amen. You talk about faith, amen. Once the more you hear the word and you confess your sin and confess your word, amen. So you can read, but something might click on a song, a message, a testimony, a reading, amen. Because that word of God begin to go out. And you catch faith. For faith comes. It comes. It comes by hearing. Hebrews 11, amen, talks about faith is impossible. Please God without faith. Amen. So hearing God, hearing the word, hearing, listening, putting tapes on at night, putting tapes in your cars. Amen. All right. We all get stirred up here. We want to move on. We don't want to make sure we don't leave out anyone. You press 1 on your phone, wherever you might be. You want to give a comment. All right, 954-4427. God bless you.
But just realize, you know, when we live this life and we encounter people, when you be around people, one or two things going to happen. Either I'm going to draw from you or you're going to draw from me. One of those things is going to happen when we encounter one another. And if you are out in the world and you've heard the word of God and you want to grow in it as a sinner, then you got to know that if you're the smartest person in the group of people you hang around, well, then you need to get a new group. And if everyone you hang around is worldly minded, then how can you grow in the things of God? Look at Colossians in the second chapter. It said, in the eighth verse, it said, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Jesus. Man is always going to be worldly minded because he's of the world. But if you're going to grow in Christ Jesus, you have to go where the things of Christ are being taught, where the gospel is being taught. You got to be around people who are speaking the word of God. Because, like I say, either you're going to draw from them or they're going to draw from you. And if you have the world's mind and stuff in you, then you don't want that. You don't want to hang around people who don't have any of the word of God in them. Because what are you going to draw? You already full of the word. You now want to envy yourself for the world and fill yourself with the word of God. So you got to go where the word of God is being spoken.
All right, very good, very good. Amen. Because if you don't, like Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith come by hearing by the word of God. If the people you're around are not talking Bible, or talking parables from the Bible, or talking scriptures, amen, you've been hindered. You've been hindered. Amen. It's nothing. How can your mind change? Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. A proverb said, iron sharpens iron. And I'm lying, you got a dull knife, I got a dull knife. Amen. And your knife, you put your knife down, and I'm trying to sharpen up on and get a better clear picture. Amen. How God going to help me? It's not going to happen. It's hindering, but you might not know it. Very good. I was God's people being destroyed by lack of knowledge, amen, by the lack of not knowing, and the enemy out there teaching and going on, amen. He teaching against God. All right, I think we're back to, go ahead.
You know, Philip, as he was listening to the word, he said, how can I learn, you know, if you know, to have no one to teach me this word, you know. You know, you got to have something, you got to go where the word of God is being taught. And if you're a sinner and you want to get away from the world, being worldly-minded, then you got to go where the word is being taught. You know, I mean, the word of God said, if the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the ditch. So if you hang around people and all they have worldly knowledge and you got worldly knowledge, you're never going to grow in the things of Christ. You're going to have to go where the word is being taught. You have to separate yourself from among them and come to Christ where the word is being taught and plant yourself there and begin to feel yourself the word of God and empty yourself for the world.
All right, very good. I think we can take one more comments or callers in the studio. Amen. We're getting ready to go into prayer time. This part of the program, we always like to go into prayer time. And the more that you be around God's people or put the atmosphere in your home, in your car, it's good to read and get the general knowledge of God, and you'll see, amen, in the songs that he might not come what you want him, but he's right on time. And we can get that in our spirit. God is always on time. Amen. That's how he moves. That's how he works. Amen. He's always on time. Amen. Might not be when you want him, because he got his own timing. In other words, he got more to work out than you think. You don't know what's hindering you. You got to get rid of the hindrance. Amen. And prompt somebody. Look at Jonah. Jonah, God wanted to talk to Jonah, and Jonah said, no, he ain't going. Amen. He's not going. God had to work on Jonah. You don't know who God is working on now to bring your blessing to you. Amen. You don't know who God is working on to bring your blessing to you. Amen. So getting to know him, getting to know him. Amen. By going to church, by going to church, by going to the house of God. Amen. All right. We're getting ready. We can have one or two more in the studio before we go into prayer. Amen. Those that are listening in, if you have anything to say, if you'd like to leave a comment. Amen. God loves you, basically. He loves you, and be surprised. I was out witnessing, that's how I got this subject, and I began to say something to these young men. I said, you remember how the prodigal son, remember the Bible? They said, no, we don't know nothing about the prodigal son. And it kind of hit me a little bit, because they talking about other religion, but they didn't know, not a parable. You cannot assume that people know the word. Whoever they are, what how intelligent they are, what they know, the word of God, amen, is a light unto their feet, amen. And we talked about it, amen. All right, we're getting ready now, amen. We got one more call, I think. I don't know if we're going 9, if we're going to 305-4271, are we up there, amen. We at 305. Go right ahead, 305.
I just want to further comment, Bishop, that it's very simple. Mm-hmm. We turn away from sin because the more you walk in sin, the more the devil going to be your friend. That kind of rhymed on it. And get okay. This, the more you deal with the devil, the weaker you get. It makes sense.
Yes,
the weaker you get. Now, you might be going to church, and you might be telling others, but just like the preacher just said, you're going to be drawing from them. But if you stand up in boldness and let the Holy Ghost lead you, see, you can't draw from them because God set a seal over your heart, your soul. It makes sense, don't it? And nothing that will discourage you cannot get in because he set a watchman. But if you playing with the devil and you know how you read the Bible and you feel kind of big and bold, don't you? Don't get mixed up, because you're getting weak all the time. That's what I want to say. So everybody can come to church. Because God, it's the will of God that he loves us so much he want to save everybody. I don't care what they did. But that's the place to start, at church.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Amen. If you don't think what he said, those of you listen, amen, read the story on Samson. Amen. Samson, Delilah. Amen. Strong Samson was, but amen, he just wouldn't listen. Amen. God's people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Those of us that are listening, amen, if you're talking to people about Christ, amen, don't assume that they know about this and that. Amen. God leads you. Explain the best way you can. Amen. I was in Trinidad. I had my first Bible I always take, amen. I ran into this man, and we was in a big meeting. They was talking about all kind of gods. And God gave me Genesis 1 and 1. When I got through preaching that, this man said, I want you to come to my house, me and my wife. And he was retired, working for Gulf. He was a treasurer for Gulf Oil. Amen. Big mansion, him and his wife. Amen. And I had to go from Genesis to Revelation, all I could know and think of. And he didn't have no Bible. He did not have a Bible. But every year they go down to Mexico and go and they crawl about a half a block. They get down on their knees and they crawl up to the temple, repenting. Amen. So when they heard the message, how Jesus died for all of that, all they have to do is confess their sin. Amen. Ask God to forgive them. Amen. So I gave them my Bible. Amen. I think a couple years after that, his wife died. Very young couple. But you don't ever know who God, amen, going to take away from here, what happened. But when they get Jesus as their Lord and Savior, amen, we lead them the right way and put them in the hands of God. All right, we're getting ready now, and we're hoping those that have caught faith, because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We're going to start off with three or four prayers. Amen. We'd like to have one to come forth. Just press one on your phone and give us a prayer for the people and whatever God leads you to do. All right. We're going 954-4427. Go right ahead. You're in the studio.
Lord God, we thank you for the broadcast that we continue to open their minds and educate your people that they will walk in your word. Father God, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we learn and grow in your word, that people will not see this flesh of ours, but see the Christ likeness that's in us. We pray that we will walk and obey your word, and always, Father God, search out your word that it may instruct us on how to live this life, that we may be a blessing, Father God, to all those we encounter. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, we thank God for it. We need another short prayer. Amen. You can press one on your phone, 305-4271. God bless.
Lord, we are grateful for what we heard tonight. We thank you, O God, for giving us understanding that we can live thereby. We thank you for the brethren tonight, and we like to pray, if we can, for your body, the church tonight. Give us understanding that we can live and survive today's doings and what's going on today. Deliver your people, O God, from pride, and show us how to stand in the midst of weakness, and how to deal with strangers, and how to receive angels, how to know and be sure that we are covered in the blood of the Lamb. So we thank you so much for those that are listening tonight. We pray your spirit, oh God, show them that there is room at the cross and they can come. They can be encouraged in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen, amen. The Psalms 118, the vision of Psalm 25th verse, 118, 25th verse, say, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, save now. Send out prosperity. Amen. To all those that are listening, Lord, we ask you to send your spirit. O God, touch those right now, because you say the mouth of two or three witnesses, let your word be established, and you be in the midst. God, even though this electronic means, but Lord, we believe you in the midst of the studio, among these families, these homes right now, and we rebuke Satan's hand. In heaven and in earth, in the Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Continue till next time. Amen. If you want to review this program again, you can go to www.jciministries.org. God bless you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.